Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes. Hola.
Yep, you guys, everybody can see me okay?
Yes.
We got a good-looking group up here this morning, amen?
Amen.
Hey, we're ready to celebrate. We're ready to praise. Please stand up with us this morning. Let's get this room warmed up. Hey, by the way, did you guys notice we had some blue skies this morning?
Yes.
Sunshine is coming. Trust and believe, amen. All right. Scott, count us off.
Amen. Amen. Won't you please be seated? It's so great to have you here and worship this morning. My name is Chase Green, and I'm one of the pastors here. It's a delight to welcome you in this house of worship, a delight to have you, especially our visitors who may be here for the first time, or maybe you haven't visited here in a while. We're glad you're back. And we just hope that you have a great time this morning of feeling close to God and being led by other people and fellowship and kindness. And we do just want to briefly say, for those that are here, if you would fill out your registration and the attendance pads as they're passed down the aisles to you, that helps us get a record of who is here. And we do want to remind you that we are continuing in our 75 days of prayer. It seems like we've been praying forever as a church. Or at least like I have. I don't know if maybe you've not done it, but I encourage you to be praying with us as you get those prayers in your inbox every Sunday morning, or you can access them through our website, or if you even like a printout, we have those available in the church office. I do want to say that this Tuesday we'll be continuing in our study of the Gospel of John. I'll be leading that study, and we have two classes left. We meet in the Emmanuel Sunday School room on the first floor. Food and drink is provided. And then finally, today at 3 p.m., we'll be gathering here near the church office downstairs, and we'll leave from here to go to the Turtle Creek and Calais Forest apartments to hand out gift bags. Now, yes, we're not quite sure what the weather is going to do, but we are earnestly praying, right, for at least just an hour to hold off that rain so that we can be hospitable and share a gift of kindness as we distribute gift bags to our neighbors. With that, we get to do something that I find so very special, something I'm privileged to do as a pastor, and especially eventful in the life of our church, and that is to baptize. And this morning we have Elena Grace Dupas, who's going to be saying the vows and to be baptized. So I invite her forward and her family as well. Isn't this a delightful event in the life of our church? Great. Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation. And we give a new birth through the water and the Spirit. All this is God's gift, offered to us without price. And so, Elena, I ask you these questions. On behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin?
I do.
Right. Do you accept the freedom and power Christ gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? Great. Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, and promise to serve Him as your Lord in union with the church which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races?
I do.
Wonderful. And now I ask you this question. As part of the body of Christ, do you, as Christ's body, the church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and commitment to Christ?
Amen.
Will you nurture one another in the Christian faith and life and include Elena in your care? We will proclaim the good news and live according to the example of Christ. We will surround Elena with a community of love and forgiveness, that she may grow in her trust of God and be found faithful in her service to others. We will pray for her, that she may be a true disciple that walks in the way that leads to life. Amen. I invite you to kneel. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Eternal Father, when nothing existed but chaos, you swept across the dark waters and brought forth light. In the days of Noah, you saved those on the ark through water. After the flood, you set in the clouds a rainbow. When you saw people as slaves in Egypt, you led them to freedom through the sea. Their children you brought through the Jordan to the land which you promised. In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus, nurtured through the water of a womb. He was baptized by John and anointed by your Spirit. He called his disciples to share in the baptism of his death and resurrection and to make disciples of all nations. Pour out your Holy Spirit to bless this gift of water and Elena, who receives it, to wash away her sin, clothe her in righteousness throughout her life, that dying and be raised with Christ, she may share in his final victory. All praise to you, eternal Father, through your Son, Jesus Christ, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns forever. Amen. Elena. I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Would you come forward? Let's lay hands upon Elena. Elena, the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born through water and the Spirit, you may become a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
You stand. And now it is our joy to welcome our new sister in Christ, Elena Grace. Would you say together, through baptism, you are incorporated by the Holy Spirit into God's new creation and made to share in Christ's royal priesthood. We are all one in Christ Jesus. With joy and thanksgiving, we welcome you as member of the family of Christ. And now, I ask you a question about church membership. Become a part of the Christian church. And now we ask if you'll join the life of the United Methodist Church and this congregation of Asbury, whom you've known for a long time. Will you serve this church with your prayers, your presence, your gifts, your service, and your witness? Excellent. Let us now share together in the next slide as we affirm Elena. We give thanks for all that God has already given you, and we welcome you in Christian love as members together with you in the body of Christ and in this congregation of the United Methodist Church. We renew our covenant faithfully to participate in the ministries of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness, that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. Will you welcome Elena with a shout of praise as we are thankful that she is baptized and has joined the life of Asbury. And now we give her some gifts. That's not the best part. The Holy Spirit is the best part, but this is a plus. As we share with you, Rose, and this. Absolutely. Thank you. And now I invite you to greet one another, and if you'd like to greet Elena with praise and thanksgiving.
Let the poor man say, I am rich in him. Let the lost man say, I am found in him. Let the river flow. Let the blind man say, I can see again. Let the dead man say, I am born again. Ooh, let the river flow.
Lift up your head. right if all my friends will come forward? Oh, my rowdy friends, come on down.
I had to get it out of my system. So.
Come on, rowdy friends. All right, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Much better. Much, much better. Well, I'm so excited to see you this morning. And I do have a question for you because, you know, I always ask questions, don't I? Yes, I do. So the question I have this morning is, have you ever heard the sentence, I'll see it when I believe it? Yes, we do, don't we? A lot of times, because our friends will come to school and they will say, I can skate on my skateboard and then I can do a couple of tricks on it. And you always want to say, I'll see it when I believe it, right? And then they do it. Or believe it when I see it. Yeah, it's one of those mornings. See, it's my rowdy friends that make me, yeah. Okay, so you know what I mean. So there's a couple of things that we always see because, but we know that it's always true, right? Like the wind. We know it's the wind because how? It blows what? Trees, leaves, your hair, very good. Do what? Lanterns? Plants. It blows everything. That is correct. And we may hear a noise, right? Like a whistle or something. And we know, but we don't see the sound waves, right? With that noise, right? And how do you know that your parents love you? Because we don't see their love, but how do we know that they love us? They show it. They care for us. What else? They be nice to us and give us stuff. Candy. Cotton candy. Chocolate Easter bunnies. Hint, Easter is coming. And so, but they love us. They may give us hugs, kisses, treats, all of that. Toys, that's right. And sometimes they do get mad at you. But the reason is how do we know who the real Jesus is? We see pictures, but how do we know who Jesus is? Believe. The Bible. The Bible tells us. Who wrote the Bible? We'll talk about that in Kids Club. But that's right, different people did. But we know who Jesus is, and we know who Jesus is through other people, right? Will they may be kinder, they may be sweeter, they may show us love, right? But we don't have a Jesus that walks around like mom and dad or the wind, do we? We see it in other people. And so I wanted to talk today that there's a lot of things that we don't see, but we know when we believe it, right? Just like we know that Jesus loves us because we see it in other people, but we just know that. Kind of like the wind and kind of like the sound waves when we hear a noise. So remember that as we go along each day, that it may be something that we don't necessarily see, but we know. Because we believe it, just like Jesus loves us and takes care of us. All right? Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for today. And help us to remember that you love us, even though we may not see it. In your Son's holy name we pray. Amen.
All right. Thank you. We saw it, and now we believe it. I want to invite you to look in your bulletin for our list of people we want to be in prayer for this week. We do have a couple of additions to share with you this morning. We want to be in prayer for John Ford and his family as his mother, Evelyn Ford, passed away this week. And we also want to be in prayer for Bob Wilson, who's in the hospital. And then Reverend Mary wanted me to mention to you all how thankful and grateful she is for your words of encouragement and prayer. And she's very just thankful for that and your outpouring of love. Her pathology report came back good. So that's a great thing that we celebrate. And she'll be back preaching next Sunday. So I invite you next Sunday to be back for her. But now let's go to God in prayer as we bow our hearts and our minds to God. Dear Lord, we're just so thankful for the many ways that we're blessed. There's just an endless amount of things to be thankful for, that we give you praise for. And Lord, we may be tired because of that extra hour we lost. We may have had to rush here this morning because the alarm wasn't quite right. But God, we're here, feeling your presence within us, feeling your strength through us. And we celebrate how you impact our lives, the love you give, the grace that is unending as it pours out upon us. There are so many ways that we feel like we fail week in and week out. And God, we seek to draw inspiration from you. We seek to draw resolve to maintain our faith and hope in you, that whatever obstacle may come our way, we can get past it as you lead us through it. There are so many people hurting, so many people in pain. Sometimes it's just overwhelming and we don't want to hear any more news. But God, we have to reach out to you. We have to reach out in prayer, sharing love to friends, neighbors, and strangers, and doing our part of helping to grow the kingdom where we are. And we give thanks that you have faith in us. And now we pray the prayer our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. As the ushers make their way forward to collect this morning's offering, I just want to say to all of us here gathered, thank you so much for your outpouring of support and the collection for our Give If You Can campaign. This has been our Lenten mission for the past several weeks. Today you were encouraged to bring rice, beans, pasta, and next week you're encouraged to bring cereal. But brothers and sisters, I have a challenge to you. I want next week to be big. I want next week to be overwhelmed with our giving to this mission, because there are too many around us, too many people we probably know and just aren't aware of that go hungry. And this is our task to help fulfill that need in which God has called us to. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you for how you enrich our lives through love, care, compassion, and mercy, and forgiveness. And Lord, we pray for an end to selfishness and greed, that we would claim in our hearts this day that we will live as generous people, people that give of our lives to others. Because you are the example for that. And we are to follow you throughout our whole life. May we do that by your grace. Amen.
Thank you.
soul will rest in your embrace. I am yours, and you are mine.
Amen, amen. So beautiful. Thank you. How thankful we are to be gathered in a sacred place to give God the praise God so richly deserves. And we continue our Lenten series on Lenten revelations as we encounter people that proclaim things that feel like they've been revealed something to them because of their encounter and interaction with the Lord. And today we encounter a tremendous father who said, I believe, help my unbelief. So we turn to Mark chapter 9, verses 14 through 29. Hear these words as they are read aloud, and may they fall and rest upon our hearts and our minds in a fresh and new way. When they came to the disciples, they saw a great crowd around them and some scribes arguing with them. When the whole crowd saw him, they were immediately overcome with awe, and they ran forward to greet him. He asked them, "What are you arguing about with them?" Someone from the crowd answered him, "Teacher, I brought you my son. He has a spirit that makes him unable to speak, and whenever it seizes him, it dashes him down, and he foams and grinds his teeth and becomes rigid. And I asked your disciples to cast out, but they could not do so." He answered them, "You faithless generation, how much longer must I be among you? How much longer must I put up with you? Bring him to me." And they brought the boy to him. When the spirit saw him, immediately it threw the boy into convulsions, and he fell on the ground and rolled about, foaming at the mouth. Jesus asked the father, "How long has this been happening to him?" And he said, "From childhood. It has often cast him into the fire and into the water to destroy him. But if you are able to do anything, have pity on us and help us." Jesus said to him, "If you are able, all things can be done for the one who believes." Immediately the father of the child cried out, "I believe, help my unbelief." When Jesus saw that a crowd came running together, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it, "You spirit that keep this boy from speaking and hearing, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again." After crying out and convulsing him terribly, it came out, and the boy was like a corpse, so that most of them said, "He is dead." But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he was able to stand. When he had entered the house, his disciples asked him privately, "Why could we not cast it out?" He said to them, "This kind can come out only through prayer." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us bow for a brief moment of prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, and speak to us. Your children are listening. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we ask. Amen. Thank you.
No.